This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We got a good one going today. Welcome to hour number two of What's On Your Mind. Jason Boer sitting in for Scott today, who's in Norway. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. Beautiful day across the region. We're going to take this weather all day. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend, by the way. His name is Mike Lindell at a place called MyPillow. Maybe you've heard of him. He's got a deal going now. He always has something happening. And boy, I'll tell you, I couldn't be a bigger fan of these slippers, of the MyPillow slippers. And right now, this is coming to an end shortly, so you thinking about it, you might want to pull the trigger. All right? $90 off on a pair of my slippers right now. It's a blowout sale. They want to get rid of them. They got to get rid of them. They want to be done and get the new stock coming in. 2 years to develop those bad boys. They're like Uggs. Thick leather. Thick, I mean, beautiful memory foam. They've got that impact gel that forms to your foot. Thick sole on them so you can wear them year-round. Leather suede. Heavy duty. I mean, they are the real deal, and they're worth every penny when you're getting $90 off. So call 800-506-9028. Promo code is Scott at MyPillow.com. Radio listener square there. You'll see it. Click on that. Use the promo code Scott when you're done shopping. $90 off on the slippers. Other deals as well across the site. Not going to last long on the slippers, though. Order now. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Jason Boer in for Scott today on What's On Your Mind. Good to have you back, sir. Let's talk a little January 6th.
Sounds good. We're actually going to hear from Kelly in just a minute. That's going to be what kicks us off for him. And while we're waiting for him, we're going to take one quick call from Linda from Bismarck and see what she's got on her mind.
Yes, it's a little late, I guess, now, but the Brent never covered the 700... Is it million gallons of water? Where is that coming from?
Sure. So,
and we are ready.
My understanding, that's those numbers that were cited were kind of industry-wide numbers. So like any project in the state of North Dakota that uses water, that's going to go through the regulatory process. And I think that was kind of encompassed in Lieutenant Governor's answer to how do we manage the power load for some of these items. I guess I trust our regulators to get that question right. North Dakota remains an ag state, and that use of the water for agriculture purposes is going to carry the highest value. So I'm pretty confident that as these data centers develop, that water uses for cooling, number one, are going to be less intensive in North Dakota than they're going to be in the average state simply because our climate allows that. But number two, our regulators are going to keep their eye on that water to make sure that it's maintained in readiness for that highest purpose in North Dakota, which is agriculture. At least that's what I was expected. That's what I would expect. And I think that's where the legislators are going to be.
And the people, too, not just eggs.
Right. I mean, we need it.
There are so many droughts that we definitely need the water. Second question, there's a really bad rumor going around that the Rainbow Corp is a China corporation. He was already gone, so I don't know if that will be anything, but
that one's not. I think like any big picture projects, you're going to hear rumors that don't have much rooting in the truth, and that's not true. I don't know where that comes from, but sometimes people that one's not true. But thanks for calling, Linda.
Okay,
we've got Congressman Armstrong with us, so thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. The Rainbow Energy Corporation is actually owned by my college best friend and his father from Bismarck, North Dakota, who grew up in Western North Dakota and have been a North Dakota oil and gas-based company for their entire existence. It has nothing to do with China. I know how the rumor started. Somebody doesn't know how to use Google and looked at a different Rainbow Corp.
Oh. Well, that's a good point. I mean, there's a bazillion rainbow this, rainbow that, rainbow the others. So.
There's very few things, and Todd knows this because he knows I've done this for a long time, that I will definitively say if you do not have to acknowledge or believe that rumor because it is absolutely insanely wrong.
The only China, I mean, I had some Thanksgiving dinner with Lauren and his wife, and I guess we might have used some China. I don't remember.
And this is actually, it's unfortunate. I don't think, it's unfortunate because this is truly a North Dakota success story.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't Wall Street bankers or investors or anybody coming in to save Coal Creek. This is a company that has, at every turn, when they could have left North Dakota, when they could have sold out, when they could have done different things, has continued to operate in Bismarck and now is expanding into a second part of the energy industry. And when we have problems in Beulah and Hazen and Underwood and Turtle Lake and all of those places, we didn't get bailed out by some banker in a pinstripe suit. We got bailed out from two guys from a company that absolutely lives, eats, and breathes North Dakota. And it's really a great story. And so I'm pretty defensive about it.
And energy, these aren't right. Just some suits coming in.
Right. And you know what? Yeah. Congressman, it's not just the second energy industry, it's third, because I was up there in Alaska at a CO2 conference, and not even months after taking over Coal Creek, Rainbow had a whole contingent of people investing in the dialogue surrounding carbon capture sequestration. They, you know, they've jumped in with both feet on the operation of Coal Creek as electricity, but also the next generation carbon capture sequestration. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, and Jason, I think that's important, right? Because North Dakota is at a pretty unique spot on carbon capture. We're one of two states with EPA primacy. But even people who are skeptical to the technology or to the need for it, I would just say this. Not all of this is in a federal regulatory environment. Whether we like it or not in North Dakota, we produce a lot of things we don't consume here. Whether it's natural gas, whether it's oil, whether it's electricity, whether it's soybeans, whether it's corn, all of those different things. And here's the thing, consumers are demanding it. So the best way to operate in this space is to allow for North Dakota companies, U.S. companies, to innovate, figure out a way to deliver it to consumers that want a lower carbon product. Whether you agree with them wanting it or not isn't the point. What we do want to do is we want to be able to do what we do the best, and that's provide products to people in a way they want them and allow our communities to thrive.
Yep. Well said. You know, you're back in session now for, what, the next 3 weeks? And you've got a lot on your plate because January 6th hearings, it's going to be a busy time for you. Give us an overview of what you're seeing on your agenda.
Well, I will tell you, I just had a close-up class from Horace and Cheyenne from that area, so that's why I was a couple minutes late. And every time I feel frustrated or whatever, meeting with North Dakota high school kids always makes me feel a lot better. So I try not to be late for my radio interview, but it was for a good reason. What are we seeing? I mean, you're going to see a ton of, messaging and dealing with different, trying to politicize as many issues as possible. And we're going to continue to try and push back on that. We're in the middle of all of this, we're doing a press conference today on, what's called the Equal Act. It's a bipartisan, bicameral bill on, trying to implement a piece of President Trump's first, kind of clarify and expand, but mostly implement on a piece of President Trump's first step act. So in the middle of all the partisan sniping and fighting that goes on all of here, we're still trying to work forward and try and get some actually good, reasonable legislation passed. But it's, you know, we don't have any must-pass bills between now and November. And what I mean by that is appropriate bills or bills, all of that. So you can feel that the Democrats feel like this majority is slipping away, and you will have a lot of high octane political messaging here. And we'll just respond and deal with it and continue to do the work, trying to make North Dakotans' lives just a little bit easier.
So I'm glad you're talking to close up folks. That was one of my great experiences from high school. Loved it. We got a text also coming in from someone who attends NDSU, and they're talking about their experience with young people trying to detach from the political rhetoric because it's so stressful to their friends, their relationships, et cetera. That is what you're seeing in D.C. as well with these, as you refer to them, high-octane hearings. You know, whether it is January 6th, whether it's Second Amendment. Like, what's it like on the ground when you're dealing with that type of high-octane environment?
Well, the first thing I would say is this. Particularly for college kids, would uncouple online, because online is not a great place to have any kind of reasonable conversation. But if you're in college at NDSU, whatever political viewpoint you have somebody who is a friend of yours that you have respect for and is smart that has the opposing viewpoint. Talk to them. Figure out how to make your argument. My best friend in North Dakota, he's my legal partner. I mean, he's as liberal as I am conservative. I'm the godfather to his kid. He's the godfather to my kid. He makes me a better conservative. I think he's brilliant. I think he's horribly, like, he knows this. I think he's politically misguided. But I that always depresses me when I hear people are going to decouple from it. Nobody's ever changed somebody's mind on politics on the 13th comment of Facebook. It's never happened. But find somebody smart that you respect, that you disagree with, and go have one of those fun debate conversations over a cup of coffee, or if you're over 21, over a pint. That's how you engage in this stuff in a reasonable and productive manner. And we need that age group to engage, Jason, because otherwise, I mean, your issues don't become important if you don't vote.
Absolutely. We'll talk more in just a minute.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Jason Bohr sitting in today for Scott Hennen. Scott, he's in Norway, and it's the week of the Jasons the rest of the week. Tomorrow and Friday, Jason Lewis going to be sitting in for Scotty. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Keep in mind daily lunch specials at every location. That's home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You can always grab the 4 for $4. That's the personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, and 2 cookies for $4. Get that at an always competitively priced on the fuel. PetroServe USA. Also brought to you by our friend Vince and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Now, hard to really talk about a hot tub as we head into summer. But a sauna and a hot tub are wellness, okay? You can induce that fever. You can cure and eradicate a lot of bugs, okay? But in the summer months, maybe we should talk about a splash pool or an endless pool. A splash pool they can set up, like, right now, all right? Right now. Finley Osana, set up in your garage, plug into the wall, right now. They have inventory on hot spring spas. Wellness, every day made better. But, man, those splash pools are fantastic, and you can set them up anywhere pretty quick, and you're swimming. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Tell them we sent you from What's On Your Mind. And if you have any questions, hot spring spas and pool tables, the number 2.com. Jason Bohr in for Scott on What's On Your Mind. Always good to have you back in the studio, buddy.
And it is great to be here. Appreciate the invite and enjoying the morning so far. Got Congressman Armstrong with us this morning, and we kind of got started before the break, taking a little diversion talking about the things that you do, you know, talking to the kids. The youth's viewpoints on politics reminds us that it doesn't all happen in Washington, D.C. in a vacuum, right? But you just spent some time in the communities last week making a little tour, visiting with local folks at Spiritwood and elsewhere. And it reminds us that, like I said, it doesn't all happen in D.C. And what did you hear from the folks on the ground back there?
Well, yeah, and we did a tour of some of our smaller communities in Central and part of East, Oaks, Wishick, Spiritwood, Carrington, and, you know, we recognize as much as we've grown in North Dakota over the last 10 years, the eastern part of the state's grown, the western part of the state has grown, but some of our communities in the central part of the state have struggled just to, you know, maintain the status quo. And so, you know, you had a caller talking about water before. What you learn from these small towns pretty quick is they need natural gas, they need an industrial supply of water, because otherwise it's hard to attract the type of businesses that can really anchor, you know, Wishick or Oaks. And then the other thing you hear quite a bit is healthcare shortage, teacher shortage, law enforcement, for various different reasons. At least we've seen a real out-migration of people from those three professions. And to be honest, it doesn't matter if you're in Fargo or Wishick. If you don't have good schools, you don't have safe streets, and you don't have access to reliable healthcare, it's pretty hard to get a community to grow. So.
Yeah, you know, now that you've been able to spend time as a policymaker in the state and in D.C., what are some of the answers that you're pursuing on some of that stuff? You don't have all the tools that you need as a federal legislator to fix those problems, but, I mean, you've got some inputs.
And they're different, right? Like, there's not enough people in school nationwide right now in the mental health profession to fill the empty seats that exist nationwide right now. So what do? You advance in telehealth. And there's a federal component, there's a state component to it, and you access this stuff with the resources you have, not the resources you wish you would have. I think with cops and professionals, it actually, our cops and teachers, part of the problem too, is they're the two professions we ask to engage in mental health more often than anybody else that's not trained for it. You know, if a fourth grade teacher wanted to be a guidance counselor, she'd be a guidance counselor. If a 23-year-old police officer in Dickinson wanted to be addiction counselor, she would have been an addiction counselor, right? So being able to provide those things, I'm glad the national debate on law enforcement has not come to North Dakota, maybe a little bit, but I've been in all these communities, man, and they support their police. They work hard with them. They try and they really appreciate everything they do. Just met with, I mean, some of this is COVID burnout, some of it's long simmering deals, but we got to figure out a way, and we got to figure out a way to home grow them in North Dakota. I mean, the single biggest predicator, if you're going to have a nurse still with you when he or she is 30, is actually where they're from. You know, if you're in Dickinson, if you're a nurse in Dickinson from Hettinger, you're much more likely to keep it than if you're a nurse in Dickinson from Southern Los Angeles. So we got a lot of work to do, but we have some opportunities that as a state in North Dakota that other states don't have, with legacy funds, state bank, things of that. We got to get creative and dynamic in how we increase these types of professions, not just in Fargo and Dickinson, but in Oaks and Carrington.
And that's where it does kind of circle back to what those federal policies, how they provide leverage, because, you know, the legacy fund, et cetera, doesn't exist without an energy industry. And then that is under pressure. And what is the Biden administration doing on the energy front?
Well, I just wish they quit doing anything. Nothing would be better than everything that's happened over the last 3 years. But at the same time, we just went to the Spiritwood soybean crushing facility, and that's Eastern North Dakota, Central North Dakota soybeans that are going to go to a Marathon plant in Dickinson and create biodiesel that we are selling to consumers primarily in California. And not only is that great for my hometown community of Dickinson, not only is it great for the Spiritwood Jamestown area, but it's also great for, you know, Oaks and the small towns around there that have, I mean, get a better price because of basis, get closer to the markets, create job opportunities. So now somebody's husband or wife who works, somebody who works in the Spiritwood facility, you might have a new fifth grade teacher. You have all of these things. We have to continue to grow these things for our communities across the state. And, you know, with the consolidation of ag and the economies of scale, the ag industry, these are the ways we do it, and these are the ways we keep some of these small towns vibrant. So I'm excited about it. It's not, you know, a lot of it in D.C. is bad, but a lot of it on the ground locally has been pretty good. It's, I mean, we still deal with droughts, blizzards, and all of that stuff, but this is a big deal, not just for Spiritwood, but for the whole state, and it was exciting to be a part of.
Oh, yeah. And it also tells you, you know, these are families. Families build the communities, right? And so you might have the wife that's working in the coal mine and the husband is being a school teacher who's a family that I know, right? And and so that's why these big industrial bases are important, not just for the economic impact, but for the families that they bring to the table, because coal plant closes, you're not just losing that one person, you're losing two that might be working there, plus the family.
Yeah, and you know, we just talked about Rainbow Energy, which is North Dakota company, but this, we can talk about the state policies and the federal policies, but this doesn't work if ADM and Marathon don't decide to do it in North Dakota. And we have to create the environment where they want to do it there. But these two companies have been really good corporate citizens to our state for a long time. So that's the other answer. I try and continue to explain that capitalism is actually a good thing and socialism is actually a bad thing. And people who don't think that should study history a lot more closely than they have.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the, you know, I talk to kids, my own kids, you know, about capitalism and the free market and how it truly is set up to solve problems the most efficiently possible. And I think where we get challenged is sometimes we don't see the limitations of that free market. But it is such a perfect tool to attack most of the challenges you've been talking about.
We need more permitting reform, more litigation reform, so these types of companies have an easier time of building this stuff in North Dakota.
Thank you for your time this morning, Congressman. Keep fighting the fight for us, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Jason Bourne for Scott Hennin. What's in your mind? More on the way. 1-800-228-0550 or by text at 701-259-1590.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soft on crime, San Francisco. District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his term as the city's top prosecutor. He was fired by 60% of California voters during a recall Tuesday. Boudin talks to his supporters after the recall.
And people are right to be frustrated. There's so much room for improvement. People should hold all of us to a higher standard. We must continue to do more better.
The mayor of San Francisco will soon announce his replacement. Six members of Haiti's Special Olympic delegation went missing during the competition in Florida on Monday after returning to their hotel room, returning keys, and leaving their luggage behind. The Special Olympics began on Sunday and runs through June 12th in and around Orlando, Florida. NASCAR racing will be in Sonoma, California this weekend. Sonoma is about an hour's drive north of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Jason Bohr sitting in for Scotty today. Got a barn burner going. And, oh, man. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. They are the region's design and build leader, okay? Pre-engineered buildings, commercial, ag, whatever it be, Gateway Building Systems. They have offices in West Fargo, Jamestown, as well as Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Innovative companies like Butler, Brock Benz, MC Dryers, they rep them, and they have an outstanding reputation of quality and reliability. If you want to find out more, get a hold of the team. Gatewaybuilding.com. Gatewaybuilding.com. Commercial buildings, ag construction, seed treatment, crane rentals as well. Gateway Building Systems, committed to integrity, reliability, and craftsmanship since 1958. Online at gatewaybuilding.com. Jason Bohr sitting in for Scott Hannon on What's On Your Mind. Always good to have you back here, buddy.
Great to be here. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the show. What we're going to do this morning right now is we're going to say hi to Isaac Orr from the Center for the American Experiment, and then we're going to take a call, because I think this call, Isaac, is one that you're going to talk about, or that you're going to want to talk about a little bit. But first, I wanted to talk about the fact that the greatest school ever sent their greatest receiver ever to the greatest NFL franchise ever. Thoughts on Christian Watson going to the Packers?
I'm very excited about it, and I actually went to high school with Brock Jensen. It's a big old NDSU reunion here.
That is great, great, great. I'm excited for it. Brady from Vegas, you've been on the line for a little bit. I wanted to make sure that before Isaac started talking, he had your comments and context, because I think they're all going to relate. So go ahead and take the helm for a minute, Brady, and then we'll turn the time over to Isaac.
All right, yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up carbon capture. And you look at the end goal of carbon capture, what does it really accomplish? You put a bunch of carbon back into the ground, and this earth that we live on is carbon starved. So the myth that it's a good thing to be doing carbon capture, what a waste of time, energy, money. You could be figuring out how to build a fresh water line from, like, say, the Mississippi or Missouri River to Vegas. Work on something that's going to be absolutely going to be beneficial to the American people. Stop the nonsense with the climate change and the earth is going to blow up. You're going to have to worry about a nuclear war, not CO2, in the near future.
Hey, thanks for the call, Brady. And that I kind of wanted to make sure we got your thoughts, because I know, Isaac, you know, talking about the Center for the American Experiment, where your association is, has traditionally been a little bit more to the right of where, for instance, the Lignite Council has been on its pursuit of carbon capture. You know, we've tried to work together on that issue, and our caller mentions nuclear war. You've been a proponent of nuclear power and these types of clean energy baseloads. We're trying to pursue carbon capture not because we believe that CO2 is going to, you know, blow up the earth, but simply because we see at the end of the road a revenue opportunity in selling CO2 into the oil field, pushing it down, getting some oil up. So, I mean, that's our interest in it. but tell us about what the Center for the American Experiment is, and kind of how you've approached the energy debate in Minnesota and where you see it going as you expand into North Dakota.
Yeah, absolutely. So Center of the American Experiment is a conservative think tank located in Minnesota. I'm the energy policy person. Mitch Rollingen and I are just holding it down over here, trying to support rational energy policy, right? So right now our governor has a proposal that says they want 100% of our electricity to come from carbon-free resources, but they don't want to allow carbon capture. They don't want to allow for new nuclear plants, and they don't want to even count the large hydroelectric power that we already purchased from Canada to qualify as a carbon-free resource, right? So they basically want this to be a, like, wind, solar, and battery storage mandate, which, you know, we've run some preliminary numbers, hundreds of billions of dollars, right, over a 30-year period, because it's incredibly difficult to serve your or meet your electricity demand when you're essentially pushing a string with renewables, right? So,
and that's evident in the MISO forecasts, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why North American Electric Reliability Corporation is talking about the fact that we might be suffering from rolling blackouts. MISO is uniquely at risk of suffering rolling blackouts this summer, and it's because they're retiring, you know, clean, beautiful coal plants and trying to replace them with things that don't work when you need them, right? So, like, in order to have, like, I think the conservatives are making a mistake by saying all of the above. I think we should be saying all of the dispatchable, right? Anything that works when you need it, anything you can turn on, I think that that's worth exploring. So that's kind of where we've come from it, or come at this angle from. So, like, really, like, I understand the caller's frustration when it comes to carbon capture, because you've got a 33% parasitic load on the output of your power plant, right? And, you know, that's a lot of electricity if you're talking about, like, a you know, 1,000 megawatt coal plant. But when you look at the, you know, let's just say that, you know, you have to pick your poison at some point, right? So, like, yeah, it's unfortunate that you might be looking at a 33% loss from your output, but that's still going to be way cheaper than this wind, solar, and battery, you know, pipe dream that our governor has. So if we can do things, I think it's at least worth exploring the carbon capture issue to see, like, okay, what's it going to cost?
Yep.
And is that something that we need to do, especially if, you know, EPA is going to be breathing down everybody's neck about CO2 emissions? Like, all right, well, there's the perfect world, and then there's, like, what's the best we can, you know, realistically hope for? And I think that's kind of where my, like, consternation about carbon capture kind of gives way a little bit, because we need to have those conversations too.
Right. And we have been able to bring that down. I was just at a CO2 conference in Anchorage. We brought that down from 33%, which is where it was, say, 5 to 6 years ago, down into the, you know, closer to 25. I don't know if you'd say at 25, but it's closer to 25.
Great.
So it's, you know, the technology moves forward. And, you know, this technology isn't going to be the one that gets us over the finish line. This is the first type of technology that I think we can commercialize. But you mentioned, you know, these are the best that we can get. And I think that's what we are trying to achieve. But we know what the worst that we can get is, because we see it in other places that have adopted these policies. When you look at what's going on in California, that is the alternative, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the, you know, the hope that the wind is blowing so you can watch television, right? Like, I think that the, you know, President Trump did a masterful job lampooning this idea that all we need is wind, solar, and battery storage, because that causes huge price increases for, you know, all Americans, but low-income families, like the one I grew up, are particularly hard hit by that. And then you have rolling blackouts. So it's the worst of both worlds. So, you know, I think that, you know, to the extent that, like, okay, well, let's not let the perfect be the enemy of the better. And I think that's where I kind of come down on carbon capture.
And I wish that rational explanation was more embraced in the political world, because that can... letting the perfect be the enemy of the good is just such an obstacle to progress. That is not the method, you know, the whole country is founded on a series of compromises, and we're moving away from that. You know, even in North Dakota, we sometimes hear that Minnesotans don't want our energy because it comes from coal, right? That's weird to me, but have you heard that?
I think that if you ask somebody, should we stop importing coal-fired power from North Dakota, a lot of Minnesotans would probably say yes, but that's because they think, you know, milk comes from the store and electricity comes from the outlet. Like, I think that we've, you know, I call it energy affluenza. We've had it so good for so long that people don't understand where things come from anymore. So I think that if, you know, especially if we're looking at potential rolling blackouts this summer, people are going to be a lot more open-minded to, you know, maintaining these, you know, crucial assets to the grid, which is, you know, the lignite plants out in North Dakota. But, you know, they need to be reminded of how important they are and stop taking them for granted.
I think one of the things that you touched on earlier that is lost in the debate sometimes is there are multiple attributes that go along with electricity, and one of them is the carbon footprint, but one of them is their dispatchability. And in this yep. debate about electricity, the attribute is always so weighted toward its carbon footprint. That's not its most important element to can you turn on your fridge or not, right? That the dispatchability is underweighted when it comes to federal policies, a lot of state policies, and certainly MISO. What can be done, you know, in to increase awareness of that, the importance of dispatchability?
Yes, I mean, I totally agree with that. And this is where I share the same sentiment as the caller, right? Like, I am hopping mad about the fact that all we do is look at the cost, quote unquote, of using fossil fuels to generate electricity. And we don't really take into account the value that we're getting in return, which far outweighs the cost environmentally, right? Or else we wouldn't do it. Or we would find ways to, you know, mitigate the, you know, the environmental impact while maximizing the benefit. So, you know, that's, you know, I think Alex Epstein does a really good job of, you know, laying this out in his books. Like, these are massive values that we're getting from energy. And it's worth it. We're making that trade-off every day. And every time you go to the gas pump, instead of walking somewhere, you are saying, yes, I think this is a better alternative than having a low energy lifestyle. So, you know, these are the things that we're talking about every day at Center of the American Experiment. We're making these arguments to the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission, which thinks that we don't need dispatchable power plants. They think that all we need to do is, you know, overbuild the grid 6, 7, 8 times with wind and solar and curtail it when it's too windy. And that's how we're going to run our grid. It's just completely divorced from the physics, right? Everyone says follow the science, but a lot of the people who say follow the science don't really seem to care that much about physics, which is the fundamental science of all the other sciences, right? So we're in a really bad spot because something that shouldn't be politicized, which is the energy sector or the electric grid, has become incredibly politicized over the last, I don't know, probably a lot longer than I would think, but it's become a political football or a litmus test for people, and God, that's a really bad way to do public right. policy.
Well, even one that you mentioned is gas prices. You know, the gas prices that people are seeing at the pump is, it should be unacceptable, but it's just been turned into another political football by this administration who is doing everything possible to not solve the problem. Have you looked into the gas, you know, what's your thoughts on the gas prices that we're seeing in this country?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Biden administration campaigned on the theme that he was going to basically declare war on the fossil fuel industry, oil and gas industry especially, and now he's supposed to make us believe that he didn't intend for this to happen, right? Like, this is why it's so important to judge public policies based on their results and not their intention. Because, you know, he can argue, well, I didn't know this was going to happen. Well, like, well, if you restrict the supply of something, the price is going to go up.
Yeah, that's economics. Hey, thanks for joining us, Isaac. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
Take care.
Time flies when you're having fun. One segment to go. What's on your mind? The correct text number, 701-237-1590. I kind of blanked out last time I attempted to spit that out.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th, in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care, Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Gift cards available. Well, service or whatever parts, accessories, other goods they have. You can get the gift card for Father's Day. It pops right up there. SchwannBuickGMC.com. Taking orders for the all-new 2022 Sierra 1500s. There's a whole range of them, depending on just how much of a payload you need or how much towing capacity you need. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 10 and a half before the hour. It's What's in Your Mind. Scott Hennen in Norway. We'll be checking in with him. Don't worry. I'm Todd Mitchell. Jason Boers here filling in.
Great to be here. And I enjoyed having all the guests this morning and the callers. It's been a great morning. And we're going to finish it up by hearing from Mac McGuffey, who was with us a couple weeks ago as well, talking about regional haze, which is one of those many EPA regulations that influences energy prices, policies, availability, et cetera, in the country. So, Mac, are you with us?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Pretty good. Pretty good. Thanks for joining us. If, you know, just for the benefit of our listeners here, give us a brief recap of what that regional haze program is.
So it's sort of an unusual part of the Clean Air Act. Most folks think of the Clean Air Act as those standards that EPA rights to make sure that the air we breathe is safe for us to breathe. But here we're talking about something totally different. We're talking about visibility. We're talking about specifically how far someone can see across a national park or a wilderness area. So it's very limited in terms of its geographic focus. It's only focused on those parks and areas that are protected under other requirements. And it's not intended in any way to address any health concerns. This is purely an aesthetic concern, trying to make sure that we can see across our beautiful parks.
And the tools that they use for that, you know, like we said in the past, you can't just walk out the window and look across the canyon and say, is it clear or not? There's some data that goes into that. And that data can help us make more precise measurements, but it also leads to the potential for EPA to play some games here and there. So since the last time you were here with us, what's happened about in the regional haze world? Can you update us on the hearing that was held last week?
Sure. So the hearing that was held by North Dakota DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, was to review their next plan. So the regional haze program works in 10-year increments. Every 10 years, every state has to come up with a plan how to improve visibility, make sure we're protecting that aesthetic value of our state. And it is time for North Dakota to update that plan. And so that is what DEQ was asking everyone to come talk about and what it eventually will need to submit to EPA for approval. And in its plan, DEQ has determined that we're already well ahead of the trajectory that we need to be on to meet federal requirements. And so the controls that are already in place and those expected still to come under other programs are already going to be enough to make sure that visibility is heading in the right direction, and it's already very good in the area. And so with those results, DEQ made the decision that no further regulation was needed at this time.
And what were some of the rationale that they embraced to come to that conclusion?
So a lot of it is based on, as you said, some pretty complicated data analysis. There are modeling programs that allow us to project into the future what effect on visibility emissions from anthropogenic or man-made sources might have. And there was a very significant effort, actually not just conducted by North Dakota itself, but by 15 Western states through a program known as the Western Regional Air Partnership. And so all 15 of these states got together, made a variety of different assumptions, and ran that model of future air quality and visibility in a number of different ways. So they looked at what visibility would be with the measures already in place, already in North Dakota's plan and the other states' plans. And it looked at what the visibility would be if you added a whole bunch of regulations on top of what's already there. And really, the difference between those model runs was so small that it would not be enough for anyone to actually notice, that you would not be able to go to a park and see any difference based on those additional regulations, which would be very costly. Instead, you know, most of the haze that you see today, if you've been to a park and found a hazy day, almost in all cases, what you are looking at is haze from wildfires. And that is not something that the state can control. And so the state did not view this program as the right tool for addressing that haze. That additional regulations on power plants, for instance, isn't going to really accomplish the goal that the program's designed to achieve.
Yeah, that's kind of one of my frustrations with this has been, hey, you can't just walk out the door and look and see if it's clear. But the more I learn about, even talking to people in the industry, they recognize that without data, it's hard to win an argument with the EPA, right? That, yeah, you'd like to be able to have it be as simple as possible, but we need to be able to measure things and model them and have confidence in those modeling programs. Are you confident in the modeling that the state has done?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at how rigorous the modeling was done. I mean, these programs, when you run these computer programs, they take sometimes weeks to run because they're so complex. I mean, you have to also keep in mind that the visibility provisions of the Clean Air Act were actually originally written back in the 1970s. And at that time, we didn't have the same, you know, level of computer modeling. And so regional haze was not really a program at all until EPA decided to adopt it in the late 90s. And since then, the science behind all of these modeling efforts has just really grown exponentially. And so we now have the scientific basis to look ahead into what the effect of new regulations will be and see if they're worth it. And that's what the EQ has done and decided that they're not worth it at this round. In the next 10 years, of course, they'll have to take another look at this plan and see if it needs revision at that time.
Let's leave it there. Thank you much, gentlemen.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.